Well, it's a Tuesday and it's 17 minutes past 10, and that means it is time for our community Garda slot. And delighted to say we're joined in studio this morning by Sergeant Eunan Walsh from Letterkenny Garda Station. Eunan, good morning.
How are you?
Very well indeed. Sadly, as anyone who's been listening to the news will know, there's only one place really we can start this morning, and that's Rosnalla.
Yes, Donald. Unfortunately, Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating a fatal road traffic collision which occurred at Rosnalla, County Donegal, yesterday evening, Monday the 18th of April. Shortly before 5 p.m, Gardaí and the emergency services were alerted to the collision on the R231 at Killinangle Moor, Rosnalla. Just off the N15 there, the locally known as the Ballantra to Rosnalla Road. And the collision involved a motorcycle and a car. The motorcyclist, a male in his late 20s, was treated by medical personnel at the scene, but unfortunately was pronounced dead a short time later. The occupants of the car were uninjured. The body of the deceased was removed to the Sligo University Hospital, where a post-mortem examination will be carried out, and a report has been forwarded to the coroner. The road scene, Donal, remains closed with local traffic diversions in place. A technical examination of the scene by forensic investigators will take place today, and we are appealing for any witnesses who may have seen the accident to come forward, and are also appealing for road users who may have been in the area at the time of the collision with video footage, including dash cam, to make this available to Gardaí. So again, this again yesterday evening, approximately 5 p.m. On the Ballantra Rosnalla Road. And anyone information can contact Ballyshannon Garda Station at 07198 58530. That's 07198 58530. Or again, the confidential line at 1-800-666-111.
A number of incidents of criminal damage to report, and we begin in Buncrana.
Yes, Donald, the first incident is a criminal damage incident which occurred last weekend, Saturday night, Sunday morning, the 16th and 17th of April, between 11:30 p.m. and 7 a.m. It's criminal damage in a shop car park on the Cockhill Road area of Buncrana, so a busy enough road there, heading out towards the Cairn Road. A black Volkswagen Bora that had been parked in the car park was used to attempt to ram the gates, and an attempt was also made to ram the fence at the rear of the car park. Car was subsequently abandoned in a field next to the car park, having successfully rammed through part of the car park fence. So again, we appeal for anybody who travelled on the Cockhill Road last Saturday night, Sunday morning, between 11:30 p.m. and 7 a.m. and may have observed any unusual activity in the area to contact the Gardaí in Buncrana 07493 205 40, 07493 205 40. And again, if anybody travelled on the road between these times and they may have captured anything on their dashcam footage that may have been beneficial to the investigation, to make contact with the Gardaí also, Donald, please.
Do we know if this was part of what might have been an ill-conceived plan to actually break into the shop itself, or was it just literally the theft of a car and some
damage? Well, it appears to be just wanton vandalism, prestige and messing, or what they made it think it was messing, but damage was caused. So again, we're appealing for witnesses.
Staying with criminal damage, and this time Fairgreen Park in Letterkenny.
Yes, Gardaí Letterkenny are investigating criminal damage incident occurred at Fairgreen Park, Letterkenny. Last Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday being the 13th of April, between 12:15 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning, a resident in the area woke up and discovered that three tyres of the car had been slashed overnight and the car door had been forced open. Nothing was stolen from the car, but again, the car had been substantially damaged with three tyres slashed and a door damaged. So we appeal to anybody who may have seen or heard anything during the night, or who may assist in our investigation, to contact the Gardaí Letterkenny 07491 67100, or again the confidential line.
Now, we know that Easter will have seen a lot of charity events on the roads and elsewhere over the past number of days, and sadly one such event in Inishowen was sabotaged.
Yes, the Ballyliffin Coastal Challenge, as you say, Donal, like many events, is back up and running after being absent for 2 years due to COVID. And in preparation for the event the night before, the organiser had placed a number of road traffic cones along the roads in the area. And unfortunately, in the early hours of the morning before the event, between midnight and 4 a.m. On the morning of the 16th of April, a number of approximately 17 of these cones in the Pollen Bay area of the Ballyliffin were driven over and damaged as a result. We're satisfied that the damage was caused maliciously, and we're appealing for anybody with information in relation to the incident, or anybody again may have dashcam, to come forward to the Gardaí at Buncrana 07493 20540.
And I'm just repeating, you've said it there, you know, this wasn't an accident, this wasn't careless driving, this does appear to have been quite deliberate.
Yes, it does, yes. It appears to be malicious, yes.
Stinging in the Shaun and another incident, this time in Carndonagh.
Yes, this is criminal damage to a house, Donal, which occurred last Friday evening, the 15th of April, between 6:15 p.m. and 6:20 p.m. Prior to the damage, a report had been received of two intoxicated males in the area banging on doors, and as subsequently discovered, substantial damage has been caused to one of the doors in the Bridge Street area of Carndonagh. So we appeal to anybody who may have seen these males in the Bridge Street area of Cairn, or anybody who may have information or have heard anything that may have been beneficial to investigation, to contact the Gardaí up on Cranagh again, 074 93 205 40.
And of course, anyone travelling in the area that may have dashcam footage, yes, again, really, really could be very important indeed. Some advice from An Garda Síochána in relation to meeting people online, and I suppose after recent events in Sligo, this is very, and it's really sad that we have to give out this message, but it is an important message to give out this morning.
Yes, unfortunately, following the tragic deaths of Aidan Moffat and Michael Snee last week, Donal, An Garda Síochána would like to provide the following advice to people who speaking with or intending to meet with people who have met online. The information is also available on the Garda Síochána website. If possible, you should get a face picture from the person you intend to meet. And again, be cautious of a person who doesn't share a recent face picture with you, especially if you have shared your picture. And if the person doesn't want to share a picture, consider asking him or her to go to a live video call. Many apps have this option built in, so you don't have to share your mobile number. And again, ask for social media handles if this person is on Facebook, Twitter, any Instagram, etc. Do you have friends in common on Instagram or Facebook? Maybe somebody who knows this person. And again, to be wary of new accounts with low followers and few posts. They may be fake. And again, the advice we give them to meeting people online is the same as any other advice when you're going out. Let your friends know where you're going. Send a text to somebody that you trust. Include your live location so you may be found if you need help. And if possible, meet in a public place first. Take a few minutes to chat and feel confident you want to proceed before going somewhere private. And again, obviously, same as in all circumstances when you're out at night, think before accepting food or drink. Unless you've seen them prepare it, it's best not to accept drink to avoid being spiked. And again, if an emergency unfolds, contact 999. I just saw a comment on the news last week, done in relation to online, and it's you know, online now is normal. And if it's normal, then it should be safe. And we're asking people, you know, if this person on the other end of the line is genuine, they will accept why you're making these precautions and will be willing to accept your requests in relation to photographs and things like that. And if they're not genuine, you will, you know, you'll feel the vibe, you know.
And as you say, the new account, low post numbers and low interactions and so on can be a bit of a giveaway too, and that can be very important.
Yes.
And, you know, I suppose if people have their profiles public versus profile private, you know, you can maybe, you know, that could factor into it as well. And, you know, if someone's profile is public, then you can look and see and, you know.
That would be a benefit, yes. And again, people don't have private profiles for obvious reasons, but again, if you're meeting somebody and they're not willing to share a photograph, there may be a reason for it, you know.
Good advice indeed. Garthy, we're out across the Donegal division over Easter, of course, and a number of drink and drug driving arrests.
Yes, over the weekend from Friday to this morning, 16 people were arrested for drink driving related offences. 11 drink driving arrests and 5 drug driving arrests. A number of fixed charge penalties were also issued in respect of speeding and seatbelt offences. So again, we're asking people to take the appropriate cautions. Road deaths are dramatically increased from this time last year. Donald, 52 people have been killed on our roads this year so far, an increase on 22 on this time last year. So it's on the rise, and we're asking people to take the appropriate precautions.
We're going to finish off with an update in relation to some of the appeals that have been issued on the programme in recent weeks, and acknowledge maybe that in some of these instances resolutions were reached because of information received.
Yes, people often ask me, you know, when you leave the programme, do you get phone calls or do you get any follow-ups? So just to make people aware that actually I made this appeal myself 4 weeks ago in relation to an assault on a female person in the Beechwood Park area of Letterkenny on the morning of Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, And with the help of the assistance of the public and ongoing inquiries, a male person has been arrested, interviewed and charged in relation to the incident and has been brought to court. And again, there's been two incidents in the town park area of Letterkenny, two assaults, one on the 24th of March this year and one on the 2nd of April, where three youths were assaulted playing football. In relation to the first matter on the 24th of March, two people were arrested and interviewed in relation to the matter. And the second incident, two people were also arrested and interviewed. Again, we received assistance from the public in these investigations. Further investigations will take place, and we are confident that we'll bring the matter to a successful conclusion.
And files in both cases are now being prepared for the DPP.
And just lastly, one other incident. Again, we made a appeal last week in relation to a burglary that occurred out in Glen Rue, Letterkenny. A bicycle was stolen during the burglary, and with the inquiries made and assistance received from the public, the bicycle has been recovered and an investigation will continue into the incident. And again, thank the public as always for their help and support. We can't solve these crimes on our own. We rely so much on the people in the community to give us support.
And good to know that, because, I mean, as you say, people often ask the question, you know, does our phone call make any difference and is it of any help? And the answer almost invariably is yes.
Yes.
Sergeant Eunan Walsh, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's our community guard, the slot here on Highland Video. Sergeant Eunan Walsh there. So you've heard thanks in part to people listening to this programme and, you know, making contact with Gardaí with their perspectives. There have been some resolutions, and long may that continue. So if you can help in relation to anything that's been discussed on the programme this morning, please do contact the Garda stations in question, or indeed contact your own local station or the Garda confidential line, which is 1-800-666-111. Eunan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you for having me.